visitors come to the United States Botanic Garden in Washington, D.C., to enjoy many different plants and the peace of nature. Anna Pavlova works nearby. She likes to come on short breaks during her work day to find some peace.
It feels like a forest in a city, so I can be thinking about something else than work for even for 5 minutes, which is sometimes very nice.
This year, the U.S. Botanic Garden celebrates its 200th anniversary. It was founded by two U.S. presidents, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Established in 1820, the garden collects and grows plants. Its mission is to demonstrate the aesthetic, cultural, economic, therapeutic, and ecological importance of plants to the well-being of humankind. The garden on the National Mall is just down a hill from the U.S. Capitol building. It is made up of 65,000 indoor and outdoor plants. Some are more than 165 years old. Workers document and care for the plants. They are shared with the public for study purposes as well as pleasure. The garden's conservatory or greenhouse is a beautiful glass and steel building. Sunlight floods in, helping the plants grow. Rooms inside are home to plants that do well in different environments. For example, there is the warm and damp tropical room, as well as the one that has desert conditions. Sahara Moon Chapotin is executive director of the U.S. Botanic Garden. She told VOA that we still have a very important role to play in educating people about the importance of plants. She said this is especially true for people who live in cities and may not have a connection to a farm or clearly understand where food comes from. The newest exhibit, Deeply Rooted, Branching Outward, covers the scientific exploration of plants. Chapotin hopes the garden will give visitors a greater appreciation for plants and how they help with every part of our daily lives. Among the garden's most loved plants are the 4,000 orchids that come from around the world. During the spring orchid show each year, many flowers bloom, including some that are endangered. During the Christmas season, a very popular exhibit has toy trains on tracks moving through plants and structures made from plant-based materials. Another popular event at the garden is the flowering of the rare, huge corpse flower. It can go years in between blooms. The plant can grow to over 8 feet tall, and it is known for its horrible smell, sometimes described as the smell of death. Something decidedly sweeter is the smell of roses when the weather turns warm in Washington, D.C. Many varieties and colors of these beautiful flowers, along with other outdoor plants, bloom at the garden when warm weather and sunshine comes to town. That is when you find visitors and workers taking a break, walking the outdoor paths, looking at the water structures, and maybe even stopping to smell the roses. I'm Ann Ball.